opinions expressed on ACB Media are those of the content creators and should not be assumed to reflect product endorsements or the views of the American Council of the Blind, its elected officials, or its staff.
Okay, everyone. Hi. Welcome to another edition of Blind Shell 101. And we have guests today. We have, and I know I'm going to mess this up, and I do apologize. I believe it is the Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss that is joining us today. They are interested in learning what the Blind Shell does. So we thought we'd combine the meeting because their meeting actually would follow this. So it was recommended that we just combine the meeting. And although it does say Blind Shell 101 on the schedule, it's really the Sparky Show. So I'm just kind of like the background, and you'll understand in a little bit why we call it the other name for it is the Sparky Show. So is Danette with us?
I'm Donna.
She is. Okay.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's their facilitator person for AAV, whatever they are, AAVL. Yeah.
So I was going to just have Danette tell everybody.
Vision loss.
Yeah. I was just going to have you tell everybody a little bit about your group before we get started.
Okay. Well, the president, Doug, is here also. So, Doug, you want to take it? I know you're
sure. Sure. I'm here.
There you go.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Doug Powell, and I'm the president of the Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss, AAVL, which is a special interest affiliate of the American Council of the Blind. And we thought this month we would like to learn more about what the Blind Shell phone is. And since our call is just an hour after this time, normally, we decided to have our monthly call be a part of the Blind Shell phone series. So I thank you all for having us and for being here. And I've been meaning to learn more about the Blind Shell for a while. So I'm excited to be here and finally locked into my chair so I can't move. And so I can stay here and learn all about it. So thanks very much for having us. And I guess I'll turn it back to you then.
Thanks, Diane, for giving us the opportunity.
Yes. Sure. Okay, so we're going to do this a little bit differently today because we're going to go over what the Blind Shell is and then allow everybody to raise their hand and tell the group what your impressions are of the Blind Shell, what you use it for, and stuff like that. So I'm just going to give you a brief description of the phone. So the phone it's about 5.5 inches tall, about 2.5 inches across, and a little bit less than 1/2 inch thick. And it does have a screen, but the screen is for display only. So you don't swipe it or tap it because the phone is menu driven. And there are tactile buttons on the phone, on the front of the phone. So it's not like a flip phone where something is covering the front. It's the candy bar style. So it's open. And underneath the screen, you'll have 6 navigation buttons. And underneath that, you'll have the tactile keypad with a very pronounced dot on the number 5. On the top of the phone, you have the standard headphone jack with a protrusion for the flashlight. And on the bottom, you'll have the standard USB-C port. So it's not just a phone. We call it a multi-use device because, yes, you can make phone calls, you can send text messages, but you can also have multiple email accounts on here. It's got internet browser. It has a calendar feature. It has YouTube. It has a podcast player. It has Alexa built into it. It has Amazon. It has vision aids such as Aira and Be My Eyes and Google Lookout, which will allow you to read your mail and identify packages and identify currency. The phone also can be switched. It has 19 different languages built into it. So if English isn't somebody's preferred language, they can switch it out. So I'm just going to let you hear it. Let me get out of it. What I'm in. So right now I have mine on the male voice. You can switch it out to a different voice. There's 8 different Google voices. And then you can also then switch it if you like the Australian guy or the Irish lady, or, you know, you can put the accents in it as well. But I'm just using the 2 bars in the middle to go down through the different menus.
Contacts. 3 of 7. Applications. 4 of 7. Settings. 5 of 7. Manual. 6 of 7.
So there is a manual built into the phone as well. So when somebody would get their phone, they can do that, listen to the manual. So you can do all of these features on the phone without having a SIM card. So you don't even need to activate it if you just want to use it for, say, your book reader, because we do have Bard on here, and your Google Lookout so that you can read your mail. So the only thing that the activation does give you is the ability to use it as a phone and also to send text messages. But as long as you're connected to Wi-Fi, you can do all the other stuff on it. It does have an external battery that lasts pretty long, depending on what you're using your phone for. You may only need to charge it every couple of days. And it can hold an SD card up to 128 gigabytes, so it's got a lot of extra storage on it. And then on the back of the phone is a recessed SOS button. So you can program anybody you want back there, whether it's 911 or a family member, or just, you know, if you want to put somebody you call all the time back there and just make it easier. You can also do a single button dial where you can assign a contact to a single button dial. And you can also assign a specific ringtone to one of your contacts. So I'm going to actually stop there and allow people to come in and tell you all what they use their phone for and how it is working for them, especially with their visual impairment. So, Cindy, do we have anybody who wants to?
Okay.
Because I will call on people.
And I see that Carla has obviously skipped school again. Let me tell you, I suggest be careful. I updated my, okay, there, I think I got myself back.
Okay. Little technical issues.
Yeah, I updated Zoom.
Okay.
Don't do that.
Oh, and speaking of Zoom, right. We also have Zoom on the blind shell. So do we have, is Carla?
Oh, Carla's here.
I'm here. And so is
Yep. Okay.
Okay. So now this is the treat. You're going to find out why this is nicknamed the Sparky Show and why I'm just like in the background and Sparky is the main attraction here. So go ahead.
Sparky is my dog, for the record. He's a Shih Tzu. He just turned 14 on the 31st of July. And he's my seeing eye dog, my blind seeing eye Shih Tzu. Saw me through the 2020 and 2021 virtual conventions. He led me everywhere I needed to be in 2022 when we were virtual. And conventions, and he had to have both of his eyes removed because it got infected. So he and I are both blind. And
I didn't know that.
So he and I use the phone together, and he's begging me to get him another phone. And he always has questions, and they won't update his. I can't get Voc Rehab to open his case to get him a computer. Teach him Braille, but and his clumsy paws make mistakes on the phone sometimes, and so we need a dog bark voice added to the phone, and the dog bark language needs to be the 20th language he just told.
We hear all about Sparky and his love life and his lack of love life and everything else. Yeah. So Carla, do you want to tell the new people, our guests, a little bit about what you use the phone for?
Okay, obviously I use it for making calls. Unfortunately, our cell phone reception here is atrocious, but I use it a lot on the road for rides and making calls from places otherwise than here. And I also use the podcast player. I'm using Lazarillo, which is a built-in GPS app, which is evolving. It still isn't quite completely ready for prime time with some of the features, but I'm getting better every week with that. I have Bard on it. I have Be My Eyes. Sparky was a bad boy and he got lost the other day, and I used Ira to help find Sparky the other day. Okay. They didn't find him, but we finally did find him, but he got lost inside the house, actually. He wouldn't come. He was a really bad boy. But I've also enabled LibriVox, which is another book reader, and there's a book on there. It's a book all about dogs and dog breeds, and you know who wanted that downloaded. You know, there are so many apps that. Oh, and I use Shazam a lot. A song comes on the radio, and I can ask Shazam to identify the song. And just, you know, I have it set up on the key that's on the right, which has the you know, quick start for all the programs that I use frequently, and it's on there. And so I use it for a lot more than just calling. I really do. I don't know. I use Google Lookout to read grocery packages and different things like that. And so I use it for a lot of things. And for the record, I'm also totally blind. And I just couldn't get a hang on those gestures. And so this phone is perfect for me. It's all the phone I ever need. And it keeps evolving. So I'm getting even more than I need and much more than I want too. So I am a believer, and I will defend and sell the shell. I also rep the shell. So I will sell the shell and talk up the shell from now until judgment day. And even afterwards, hopefully there'll be shells in heaven too.
Anyhow,
that's all I'll say, because I'm sure a lot of people that are a lot more tech savvy than Sparky and me will have a lot more to say. And Sparky loves it too. So,
well, thank you. Thank you. That was a very good description of what you use the phone for.
Okay, Miss Diane, now you have six hands up, and a couple of them, we have a couple of people here who are pros at this. Do you want to talk to one of them, or you just want to call on a newbie?
Whatever. Whatever.
Well, you know, you're the boss. Okay, Karen. Okay. Well, I just got Karen because she's one of the pros.
Hey, Karen. Okay.
Go ahead, Karen.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, yep. I can hear you fine.
Well, I was late coming in because every week the blind shell on Zoom is Link 11 on the ACB community call. So I just went to Link 11.
Oh, okay.
Today it was Link 10, so I had to go back. I want to welcome, I know that the AAVL group are with us today. I love my blind shell phone. I've had it over a year. And I use WhatsApp to keep in touch with my alumni group from my school for the blind. I'm totally blind. I use the Facebook Messenger app. I'm a little disappointed in the new one that we can't do audio messages on it, but you still can type messages with the new Facebook Messenger.
That's good feedback. I'll send that back to them. Thank you.
Of course, I use the email, and the internet is wonderful on this phone. I've heard people say they can do things with the internet feature on this phone they can't do on the computer. A gentleman said that a few weeks ago on our call. I used to use Audible. Right now, I'm not subscribed to Audible simply because there's so much on the phone. And you can also use the NLS Bard on this phone. I'm not doing it currently. I will at some point. I love the games. There's just not a whole lot I don't do with this phone.
Well, good. Yeah. Karen she's been using the phone for quite a while, and she's very active on her calls. So I appreciate all your feedback.
And I love Ciro. I'm watching Virgin River season 5 on there right now.
Okay, good.
Just a wonderful phone. I hope more will check it out and get them.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh. All right. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Rich, you're up. Come on, Rich.
Good afternoon.
There he is.
There you are.
Okay. I've got my blind shell back in March, and what got me interested in it was last year I went to our state ACB convention, and a lot of the people there had iPhones, and they couldn't answer their phones. They could do other things with them, but they'd get a phone call, and they could not answer their phone. And that got on my last nerve. I don't own an iPhone. I had, at the time, I had a flip phone with speech, so I checked out the blind shell. And I got it back in March, and I really like it. First of all, it's very reliable for answering. It's got a button right there above the one. When the phone rings, all you do is tap it. You answer the phone. You don't have to fish around to find out where do I answer. And that's not a knock against the iPhone, because there are some people that are really good at it. But there are some people that struggle, and I think that's what the blind shell is really kind of for, is to bridge that gap. But it's a good phone for talking. It's great for texting. You can type a text message, or you can dictate a text message. So it gives you both options. It has a real nice web browser on it. And I didn't realize this when I first got the phone, but I can pretty much do everything on that web browser that I used to do on a computer. And that's one reason I never got an iPhone, but I'm a pretty high-end computer user and didn't really need one. But you can do, I mean, read articles. You can go to your ACB page, and your different ACB pages of your choice. I've done banking on it. I mean, I pretty much just rely on it. I rarely use my computer anymore. I do use the Google Outlook to read, you know, mail and packages and stuff. I like the Be My Eyes. That's reliable on there. I do not use Bard. I'm just not a Bard user. Not the phone's fault. I just don't. And I'm using Zoom right now on the blind shell. So you can do Zoom calls very easily. And somebody last week asked about the video. Well, I don't know if anybody here has any vision or low vision, but I've got my video on right now. So it also does the video. So that's just a quick summary of some of the things you can do. And Blind Shell is also very supportive about helping people. You know, Diane's very nice, and we've got a you know, iOS group, mentor program, and, you know, it's they've come a long way, and I'm very happy with it.
Well, I thank you for that. Yeah, so you want to also tell them about, I love this story, about your texting your grandkids.
Yeah, I text my grandkids. It's got that thing where you can send the emoticons or the emojis. Well, Papaw, you are really cool now, you know. And then I was on the flip phone, you know, and all I could add speech and, you know, text, couldn't do much else on it. First time we went out to eat, I had my blind shell. They didn't know I'd bought it, and I pulled it out of my pocket, and my two grandsons, who are college, they're in college now, they jumped up out of their seat. Papa, what have you got? And I was an instant hero.
Cool, yeah. Were you able to read the menu with it or anything like that to impress them?
At that time I hadn't figured Google Outlook out, but next time we go, I think that's gonna be my next little star moment.
Okay, very cool. All right, well, thank you.
All right, President Powell, Doug, you are up.
I don't have the phone yet, and I had a couple of questions. One is, when you get a phone call, does it read out who it is? And if they're in your contacts, does it put the name to it?
So, yes, you can turn on the caller ID so that when you get a phone call, if they're in your contacts, it'll say their name. If they're not, it'll say the phone number. Now, what some people do is when they enter a contact, they will put, say they'll put for first name, Bob, and then they'll put a space and then the phone number. So that then when Bob calls them, it'll not only say Bob, but it'll also read the phone number.
Uh-huh. And has anybody gone overseas with the phone? You know, how easy is it to put another SIM card in to do international stuff?
So we do have people that have gone overseas. We've had people who have used it on a cruise as well. It has two SIM card slots. So you would just put the SIM card in the other slot and you'd be good to go.
Great. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah. And if anybody has questions, just raise your hand and either I will answer them or somebody from the group will.
Okay. David F., you're up.
Hi. Hi, Diane. It's David in Louisiana. How you doing? Just a quick question. I'm seeing a lot about Be My AI. Is that on? I looked at my Be My Eyes app on the phone, and I even used it finally for the first time last night to have somebody help me with a can. I was in it, and they were helpful. It seems a bit abrupt. You know, they help you, thank them, and then you're done. Bloop. So I just have to get used to that. My question to you is, will the AI choice come on our phone too? It's apparently on a beta test version of the Be My Eyes app, and I was just wondering about it.
So right now, it's not out for Android. It's only out for the iOS, for the Apple phones.
Oh.
They do predict that it will be out for Android.
Oh.
I would say within a couple of months, and I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be available to Blind Shell as well once they do have it out in the Android.
Okay, I was just curious. Thank you.
Yep, sure. Thank you.
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
You have seven hands up. All right, okay. Catherine, you're up. Come on, Catherine, you can do it.
Hi, Diane and everyone. Hey. I would say that I use the Blind Shell for everything that you talked about in your introduction. And to answer the person's question about international, you go to T-Mobile, you ask for how many days you're going to be going abroad, and I usually sign up for the 2-week plan. It's $30, and you don't have to put in an extra SIM card or anything in the phone, and you just sign up for that. They charge your account, and you're good to go. I've called my dad from Greece, and I've Santorini, and I've called him from Athens, and it's great. It sounds really good. It's very clear, and I really enjoy it. The other thing that has been instrumental to me with the Blind Shell is I was in the hospital because I fractured my right femur. And as many of you know, in hospitals, you can't always call out on a phone, but you can text. And so I've had other devices that allowed for being able to use the keypad and type, but it wasn't until I got the Blind Shell phone that I was able to text and learn how to do that. And actually, I learned it after I got the phone in Omaha. I ordered the phone from AT Guys. They brought it to Omaha. I had gotten the SIM card at home in Colorado and brought it with me. And between AT Guys, the T-Mobile people, and the Blind Shell people, they helped me put together my phone within a couple hours, it seemed like, after we got it all straightened out, and I was able to use it. So I was like really happy about that. I have a Google Pixel 6 Pro, And I use that as my backup phone, but I use my blind shell as my main phone. I do not have a landline. So the blind shell is my phone. And I've actually ordered a second one because I had a water mishap with a nurse in the rehab hospital in the middle of the night. She baptized my phone. It still works, but it doesn't like Zoom all the time. It's behaving today, though. Okay. So thank you, and I am looking forward to getting my other phone set up. My question to Diane today is, can you go over the setup process? I mean, the process backup. To backup. Sorry, I meant backup. Yep. Process. And you did answer my question earlier about if you don't have a SIM card in your phone and what you can use it for. Mm-hmm. I wanted to get another SIM card. So I have two SIM cards with T-Mobile. I wanted a third one, and the third one was going to be $35. But I'm still thinking about putting it in the phone because it works fine for calling out. It just doesn't like to work for Zoom and a few other things. And it gets stuck when you're trying to mute and unmute. Thank you very much.
Sure. So I am just actually impressed that it works at all after being dumped in a glass of water. But yeah, so the way you would back it up is you need to have a SD card in your phone. So you would go into settings, you would go into about phone, you would go down. Actually, let me do it so I don't tell you something that's wrong. Okay, so, and everybody should do this, whether or not your phone was baptized, which makes me feel like Carla may be right, and there may be blind shells in heaven now. So, so I'm going to go to settings and hit OK.
Sounds. 1 of 11.
So put that SD card in your phone. So if you're looking at the back of the phone, it's going to go in the slot all the way on the right hand side. And like I said, it can hold up to 128 gigs. So we're going to go into settings. Let me see
keyboard.
What it
is. Sounds.
Okay.
1 of 11.
So I'm going to go to about phone.
About phone.
And I'm going to hit OK. 11.
Software versions. 1 of 5. Blind Shell Classic 2. Network details. Service menu. 4 of 5.
I'm going to go down to service menu and hit OK.
Do you want to restart to service menu? 1 of 1.
So I'm going to. I would hit OK there. Okay, let's see. I hope it didn't actually do it because I don't want to anymore on my phone. Okay, hold on. Hold 1 second. I think my phone died. I think my battery is too low. Let me plug it in really quick. Sorry about that little technical issue. Looking for a cable. Here we go. Okay, there it is. Okay. So you're going to get this little, I call it the little man. It was just taking a while. That's all that was happening here. So I call it the little man voice. So what you're going to do is then use the lower bar. So you're going to go to system menu, hit OK. It may take a second or two. Then you're going to.
Version menu 1.1.1. Reinstall system 5 of 6. Version menu. Restart phone. Factory reset 2 of 6. backup data, 3 of 6.
You're going to go to backup data, 3 of 6. You don't want to go to factory reset because that'll erase everything. You want to go to backup data and you're going to hit OK. And I'm not going to do it because it takes a while. It could take up to a half an hour to do that. And you'll know that it's working because every, you know, probably like every minute, it'll vibrate to let you know that it's doing what it's supposed to be doing. It's backing it up onto your SD card. So then when you get your say you want to put it in a new phone, you'll put the SD card in the new phone. You'll do the same thing. You'll go to settings, go to about phone, go to system update. And instead of doing backup,
restore data, 4 of 6.
You're going to go to restore data and hit OK. And the same thing, it's going to take a while. It's going to vibrate every so often to let you know it's doing its thing. And then when it's done, it's going to ask you if you want to restart your phone. You're going to hit OK. And then the phone will restart and it'll be backup. And the seems like the one thing it does not transfer over are your text messages. Now it will transfer over your conversations, but any text message that you had that you didn't do anything with, it won't transfer those over. But everything else it'll transfer over. And I know on if you go to the podcast player and you type in the Shell Show, Michael Babcock has done a short video on this process as well. So that is that. And I am going to back out of this so that I don't I don't do the backup and my phone won't be usable for a half an hour.
Diane, this is Catherine again. To clarify, my phone was sprinkled and not baptized.
Okay.
So maybe that's why it's still working, but it still has that volume issue with the volume control on the left-hand side, and it's still funky with them. Thank you very much.
Okay. So, yeah, probably if it was actually dumped in water, I don't think it would work. But just the sprinkling. Okay, good to know that it still works with that. A little bit, at least.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, you have 8 raised hands, not to freak you out.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Terry, you're up, and Tricia, you're next.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah. Hey, Terry. All right, Terry.
What's wrong, Terry? What happened to you?
Cindy, what'd you do to Terry?
I didn't do anything.
Now
she obviously there she is.
Are.
Yeah.
Okay. I was already unmuted. I didn't know it. Okay. First of all, I want to say, okay, like I started out with an N82, then to an iPhone, and I had a hectic time with the iPhone because I have epilepsy. So, and it was hard for me to remember all those gestures. So I just got the N82, like, oh, I forgot exactly when, but a couple of months ago. But I love it for being able to, you know, like call and send calls and receive calls. And, you know, I still have a lot to learn, but the tactile buttons is also good for people that have arthritis like me and, you know, multiple disabilities. And also there's a tutorial out done by Mystic Access, which I'm in the middle of reading very slowly and taking notes so I can refer back to. And the gentleman a little while ago mentioned we've just started a mentoring program for those that are advanced can help those that are just beginners with the phone. And I really find it a blessing because I a lot more confident now. I can go out and call a cab when I need a cab or whatever I need. And there's I need to learn how to, I've never texted in my life. So I need to learn how to text and dictate and things like that and put my contacts in. So I got a lot to learn, but I love it. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I love hearing that it's giving you confidence. That just makes my day. So thank you for that.
Yeah, I used to have trouble with my iPhone, like the screen lock, screen thing, you know, the, shoot, what do they call it? You know, where the screen would come off, so you, over the screen, the shadow, like a shadow thing.
Okay, the screen curtain? The screen curtain? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that thing. And then I couldn't figure out how to get rid of it, and I'd have to ask one of my employees to do it, and it got to be such a pain. So I'm so glad the blind shell came out. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, Tricia, you're up, and Allison, you're next.
It is so good to make a good decision every once in a while, and getting a blind shell is one of the best decisions I have ever made in my life. But I have got such jet lag from traveling all over the world listening to all these radio stations. My goal is, I've been a shortwave listener since 1991, so I had a list of countries already I'd heard, but my goal is, now that I have internet radio that's so easy to access on the blind shell, my goal is I want to listen to radio from every country in the world. And so I'm doing that, but all the jet lag is just terrible.
I can imagine.
I've been to Ecuador and Finland and Greenland and Mongolia, and I'm just so tired. My clock is all messed up. So I'm just so glad. And I love Google Lookout. I'm actually using it to read a book. My brother sent me a book called Top Gun for God with atrocious print in it. And I do it until I get it, till it's not all garbled up. And I'll take a picture and take a picture until I get it. You know, that's how my Kurzweil scanner used to be back when I had one. So this is at least fun. I can read like boxes and things, directions on boxes for the mac and cheese. Okay. How much water, how much milk, you know, how much butter. And it's just easy. I have Be My Eyes also. And I have used that. I love LibriVox. I am reading about all the adventurers and from Greenland, and I read about these countries, and then I go on internet radio and listen to them. So, it is absolutely a life-changing, life-altering, in a good way, device. And nobody gets to touch it. The only two people who've touched it besides me are my friend Diane, who put in the first SIM card. And then when I switched to Metro, the guy at Metro put in the second SIM card. The only way you get to touch it is if you put in a SIM card for me. So nobody touches it, and I have a camera case with foam in it that I carry it in. I have to carry it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The case just uncut it for me. This camera case, if I'm in an accident with that camera case, the blind shell will probably survive and I will not. I was getting out of the van on my way home. We have a craft class for the visually impaired, and I was getting out and I had my earbuds and I was listening to Diane and all that. I said, I may hang myself. I said, if I do, someone can have my blind shell, you know. But I have a flip phone that I use for calling, because the blind shell, the speaker is a little wonky. But that was my plan anyway. I carry the flip phone. I can throw it in my gym bag. People can touch it, you know. I use my blind shell mostly at home, but I love the thing. Like I said, nobody touches it but me. My sister thought it was a scam.
Oh, really?
She tried to talk me out of getting one. Mm-hmm. And I said, it's not a scam. I promise you. So anyway, I can't wait to tell her. And when I talk to her on Wednesday, I have it. It's not a scam. And now you're going to listen to it. So anyway, I'm very happy.
Well, thank you. Yeah. See, I can tell you all about what it does and the features, but you guys are really bringing it home as far as what you're using it for. So hopefully our guests are getting some good information.
Yeah. One class I'd love to go over the document reader, maybe next time or the time after.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Diane, Brad, you've been rather quiet. I didn't see your hand go up for Clubhouse, but anybody in Clubhouse?
We've been quiet over here.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Darren. All right. Elizabeth. You may unmute.
All right, here we go.
There she is.
I'm a prior assistive technology teacher. I've taught many devices, including Braille displays and note takers. What I used to tell my students is your device is your window to the world. That's how you get all the information about the world around you that you might not know about.
Mm-hmm.
The blind shell is the device that, to me, from what I've seen, has the best ability to be a device just for us and not have a lot of the lag that all the other devices that I taught had, because of course they were built on other systems and their internet would go behind and their email would go behind and all that. I haven't seen it in this, and I don't think it will happen. And if it causes you to be less stressful about using a phone, that's great, because I have seen its potential to do that too. So I have a blind shell. I love mine. I use it for everything. But I was just letting you know. So if you need a good window to the world, get one of those.
So Elizabeth, I want to ask you, since you're a trainer, what have you seen with people with the learning curve for the blind shell?
Not much at all. Depending on what they want to do. Now, I had someone that had never texted before, has never been able to see the numbers she dialed before, didn't have the ability to see her contacts before. So what we did was we hooked it up to her internet. She practiced on it for a couple weeks. Then we took her down to the store where her phone network was, and she got connected, and now she's texting. And I even convinced her to put email on her phone, which she said swore she'd never do.
Mm-hmm.
So she caught on very fast, and she actually, you know, got the manual and read through the whole thing before she started using it, took notes on it. So she was very into detail, and she loves her phone.
Well, good. I'm glad. Yeah. So, you know, and you bring up a very good point. It depends on what you want to do. I'll be honest, some of the biggest pain with the blind shell is getting it set up, getting your email in there, getting your Alexa account in there, getting your Amazon in there. But once it's all set up, you're good to go. And then as it's just a matter of pressing buttons to get to what you want to do.
Yeah, and I tell people to just sort of piecemeal there so it won't mm-hmm. be so overwhelming. So say this week you do WhatsApp. Next week you do Google Lookout. Next week you do WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not sort of cramming it all into one day and getting frustrated.
Yeah. And that is really good advice, because once you master one thing, you'll see that a lot of what you have to do for that one app is transferable to other apps as well. All right. So thank you, Elizabeth.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Okay, Danette, you're up.
Thank you. This has been a great conversation. And can you tell me what cell phone services does Blind Shell work with?
So if you take a T-Mobile SIM card or anybody who uses their carrier, put it in the blind shell, it's going to work immediately. So T-Mobile, I kind of say, is the easiest because there's no setting changes or anything like that. Put a T-Mobile SIM. It's a micro-sized SIM card. So from T-Mobile or any other carriers like a Mint or a Telo or a Metro, you're good. If you use AT&T or anybody who uses their carriers, it will work. You have to make some setting changes. They're called APN changes. It's not that difficult, but for a new user, they may need some help with that, or their cell provider could help them as well if they take it in. Because I can email the instructions and then they could do that there. Verizon is an interesting story, because if you take it the phone into a Verizon store and they put in the IMEI number, it'll say it's not a compatible device. However, and you know, I think Elizabeth could also add to this that if you put a Verizon SIM card in there, it will work. Depending on the store, if you get somebody who is willing to work with you, they could register that SIM card under a default device, which means it's a device that's recognized by Verizon, but the SIM card will work in a blind shell. So I do believe that Elizabeth worked with somebody who did that exact same thing.
I did. And
yeah.
And
I didn't even have to do a thing except for explain the phone to the representative, the person whose phone it was, who said she brought me along for the tech part, explained it all herself, and I let her do it. I just demonstrated the phone for the guy.
Okay, good.
That's all I did. She was so empowered by that because she never had to, you know, all the other times she'd already gotten these flip phones that she couldn't use or other things that she couldn't do from the Verizon company. And that store representative was very accommodating. I said, all you have to do is just register it as, you know, unknown. And then he put the card in, we closed it up, and two of us called her and she called us. She was happy.
Good.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Also, another question. I know you're getting like new apps on the blind shell all the time. When a new app comes, do you have to like take it into the store and have them get it for you? Does it do Bluetooth?
So yes, it does do Bluetooth. So you can Bluetooth speakers, headphones, and keyboards. Some hearing aids, if they're Bluetooth hearing aids, they will pair as well.
Okay, that's what mine
are. All apps and system updates come right to the phone. So it's just a matter of, I recommend downloading all the system updates because it could fix a little bug here and there that you don't even notice. And the apps, you have the choice on whether or not you want to download it. So when somebody would get the phone, it has some basic apps on there like email and WhatsApp and a lot of, you know, alarm and calculator and a voice recorder and a note taker and all that other stuff are on there. If you then have the choice to decide what you want to put on the phone. So you would go into the app catalog that's right there on the phone under applications. And then you can look through them all. They're in alphabetical order. If you say you want Bard, you would just hit the OK button. It's a tactile button above the number one on Bard. It'll ask you if you want to install it. You would hit the OK button. It'll then download it, install it, and put it into the book folder. And that's how all the apps would work. So if a new app comes in, it'll say, you know, such and such is available in the app catalog. So then you have the choice to go in and grab it or not.
Awesome. Thank you.
Wow. Yeah, sure.
All right, it is 11 minutes. You have 11 minutes.
Okay,
Miss Nancy, go ahead.
Hi there.
Hey, Nancy.
Nancy Unger. I love the blind shell. I have the Smart Vision 3 as a backup phone with Res Mobility. It's just a smartphone, actually. But the blind shell is fantastic. My friend Kevin's listening to movies. I haven't. You can listen to the Listen Factor of the movies on there. I use many apps. I get codes for various things with the bank or with the Uber or whatever. Text notifications. I listen to books. I haven't listened to music yet. I'd like to. I have Ira, Be My Eyes. I mean, I have 30 apps. I have a whole bunch of apps on the phone, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's they won't, Blind Shell USA and the people in Czechoslovakia are amenable to suggestions. So if people want to see apps put on the phone, just put your requests in. Diane can go over that. And they're willing to work on them as fast as they can. You know, so even though you can't put your own apps on there, there are many, many apps that's unbelievable. It's fantastic. And, I put a lot of contacts on my phone. I rub my eyes. I just love the phone. Thank you very much. I don't want to monopolize the conversation.
All right. Well, thank you. And yes, as Nancy said, we do take requests. And so Bard was a big one. Everybody asked for Bard. So we got Bard on there. There were a lot of requests for Ciro. So we got that on there as well. So I know every year Blind Shell comes out with, they call it their Christmas surprise. And I think I'm going to be surprised too, because I don't know what they're working on. So they, at the holiday time, they always released a couple of new apps. So you can guarantee that you're going to get some new apps then. And then they release some throughout the year as well. I think this past year we probably had, oh gosh, I don't know, maybe 6 or 8 apps that were released. So we are continuing to expand. So thank you, Nancy.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, Jerry, you're up.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, Jerry.
I love my blind shell. I want to ask you about the mentoring program.
Yes, so we just started this mentoring program where we are pairing experienced users with new users, or, you know, you may not even be a new user, but somebody who needs a little help with your blind shell. It's a peer-to-peer mentor system, so that you're going to be paired up with somebody who is visually impaired, somebody who is using the blind shell. And so far we have a bunch of people matched up and seems to be working. So I'm very pleased about that. So if you are interested in either becoming a mentor to help people, or a mentee, as we call them, somebody who is looking for some help, there is a form you can fill out on blindshellusa.com. Or if you want, you could just email me at Diane, D-I-A-N-E, at blindshellusa.com. And again, for any kind of questions, just email me at Diane at blindshellusa.com.
Beautiful. Thank you, Diane. The other question I have is, when I use Google Lookout, sometimes it'll say, take a picture. Could you tell me what I have to do to take the picture?
So it sounds like the only way that I would see you getting that is if you are in the document reader. And then so you would open it up to the document reader and it will help you line it up. So it may say top left visible, top left corner not visible, or bottom right corner, not visible. So that'll help you line up the phone. And then when you get it lined up, it generally will take the picture on its own. If it doesn't, just hit the OK button and it'll snap a picture of it.
All right. Thank you so much.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay, Diane, it is. You have 6 minutes.
Okay.
Allison, you're up.
Can you all hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I currently don't have the blind shell phone. I have the Mini Vision 2 like Nancy does, but I'd like to get the blind shell phone. And some of the stuff that I would like to do with it is exercise a little bit more independence with my orientation and mobility and daily living skills. I want to be able to read my own TV dinner instructions with either Google Lookout or Be My Eyes, because mm-hmm. right now my parents have to read it to me, and I don't want to rely on my family all the time. So that's where the blind shell would come in handy.
Absolutely, yes. It is a huge independence builder, not only is what you were saying with the, you know, Google Lookout, being able to read your own stuff, but, you know, Be My Eyes. And it's interesting because I feel that independence is a very personal thing. On what one person feels as being independent may not be what somebody else feels as being independent. I feel that having the resource to use Be My Eyes to help you do something is independence. Some people may say, yeah. well, no, because you're relying on a sighted person. You're relying on a sighted person to assist you so that you can do this then on your own. You know, that person isn't coming in and putting your thing in the microwave. No, they're just giving you the resources you need so that you can complete that task. And I think that that to me is independence. So we have a lot of apps on our phone that will allow you to do stuff independently. And also entertainment is a part of life as well. So whether you like to listen to audio described movies or internet radio, you know, podcasts, YouTube, that's great because then you can now access these things. So when somebody is talking about this, you know, thing that they saw on YouTube, you can go to that video now too and say, oh yeah, that was really funny, or man, that person was really stupid on that video. Yeah. You know, whatever it is, you now have the ability to do that. So I applaud you for wanting to become more independent. That is awesome.
Yeah. And you may want to change the voice on the GPS app, the Lazarillo app. Another friend of mine played it for me. It doesn't sound very good.
Yes, you can change it. You actually can change it. So if you go into settings, you can change the voice.
Oh, okay.
So
and I just...
Go ahead.
I basically want to say that I've felt kind of protected by my family for all these years, and it's not really healthy for my well-being.
Well, the fact of feeling protected is not necessarily a bad thing either, because it gives you a sense of security. So the protection the protection part is fine, but also, you know, maybe you need to spread your wings and now's the time to do it. You know, everybody gets there at a different point. So if you feel that now is the time to do that, then, you know, take some steps to do it. And if you need any help, I'm sure, you know, we have a lot of people on this group who could help you, give you some advice. There's no need to go through it alone or to reinvent the wheel. We've all had to do it at some point.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Sure, thank you.
Okay, Miss Diane, I hate to tell you this, but you have 1 minute and like 45 seconds and you've got three hands up. What do you want to do?
Take a quickie.
All right. I hope. All right, Alan, you better be quick. No, I'm kidding.
I use the blind shell. Hold on. I use the blind shell for everything.
Okay, not only good.
Podcasts, but emails, and I use it for also even doing surveys with Lyft.
Oh, nice. Hmm. Okay, good. Good. Yeah.
Yay.
All right. He was quick.
Good. Yeah.
So thank you. Yeah,
way to go.
Can we squeeze another one in then?
Let's see. She's talked. Pam, go for it.
Okay, I just have two quick questions and a quick little thing. I go to Michael's and I put in my, you know, the number and the color of the yarn I want. And I'm there and I put it under the checklist. And I get into the store and I pull up my phone and the checklist and the person who's helping me is like, what is that? And then all of a sudden we get to start, can you show me how to use that and all of that? And then we get sidetracked and don't get my stuff until later until I finish showing the phone off.
That's
I love
great.
My phone. And then two real quick things is on the Facebook, the new Messenger too. I don't like the fact that you, somebody said it earlier, that you can't dictate. You have to manually.
Okay.
And the second, the other thing is I thought each one of these episodes was being, you know, put on to podcast. Last week's wasn't added yet. It's still at number 34, which was the week before.
Okay, I'll send Michael a message and tell him to get on it.
And that's all I had to say. That was it.
All right. Thanks, Pam.
All right. It is top of the hour.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, everyone. And if anybody has any questions, you can send me an email at diane@blindshellusa.com or call us at 833-972-2020. And thank you, everybody, for making my job so much easier today.